everyone, and welcome back to Shiitake Podcast. I'm your host, Mamats, and joining me today is your awesome co-host, Shannon. This week, it is just going to be just the two of us, and we are going to review Kaguya-sama Love is War Season 2. But before that, let's get right into the question of the week. So, Shannon, hit us.
If your life was a shonen anime, right, what villain would you not want to fight?
What villain? And can you elaborate on that?
Like, so what villain from another shonen? So, like, Frieza from Dragon Ball Z, or...
So straight up from those anime.
Right, from a shonen anime, what villain from another shonen would you not want to fight?
Okay. I guess that is an easy one for me. I don't want to fight Maruen from Hunter x Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to fight that thing ever. That thing is invincible, you know?
Well, obviously not.
No, he died because of the poison. That's all.
He died because of poison, but it shows he's not invincible.
Yeah, if it's in a one-on-one fight, he is invincible, you know? You see Netero died over there, right? In one minute.
Yeah, he got murked bad.
If Netero is the top hunter over there, so who's going to challenge him? All right?
I don't know. Like, could Gon have taken him in his aged form?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I want to know for sure.
Everyone wants to know that, but yeah. If Netero couldn't do it, I don't think anyone can do it. At that point, I guess.
Yeah, no. Marowak, that would have been all bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Majin Buu.
Oh, man.
No, let me explain.
Why not?
The insult of smashing this fool, and then he gets mad and just turns me into a piece of candy and eats me. That is just wrong.
Well,
there is no well. It's like I was stomping you 30 seconds ago, and now I'm a chocolate bar.
Well,
I'm a chocolate bar.
People have some kind of weird fetish, you know. Maybe someone like to be devoured like that. I don't know. Well, this world is a strange place. All right.
I ain't one of them.
Maybe someone out there wants you to be a chocolate bar and just want to eat you, munch you so
the
much.
The only person who wants me to be a chocolate bar is my wife.
Yeah, I know.
That's it.
But you don't know, right? People just staring at you all the time and you didn't notice it. Maybe they have that kind of fetish.
Keep your eyes to yourself.
Who knows? Who knows, man?
Keep your eyes to yourself. I am not your chocolate bar.
It has gone so off the rail right now. Oh, my.
That's what I'm supposed to do.
I know. So let's get right into it. So, like always, let's give it a slogan and a score. Let's start with you, Shannon.
I'm going to give this season, not the show, but the season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give this season 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make it a 7.
All right.
And slogan's going to be, Lino is worthless.
Inomiko.
Inomiko is worthless.
So that's the slogan for this season, huh?
That's the slogan for this season.
Wow. 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 That is a surprise. All right. All right. All right. I'm going to give it a 7.5. Last time I gave it an 8, I guess. So the slogan for it is love is bad for your heart. It literally can kill you.
Okay, I can dig that.
Oh my. But seriously though, your slogan is Ino is useless? Worthless?
Worthless.
Oh my. That's sick burn. That's sick burn.
Wait. Why is she there? Why?
Okay, let's get right into it. Why you hate Ino so much?
She is such a pointless character. Like, she shows up as a rival to the president. Mm-hmm. And then after he wins and brings her into the student council, like, her only purpose is to bring, like, to be confused at the interactions between the president and the vice president and to hate Ishigami for no reason. That's it. And it's like, that's all you're going to do?
I mean,
you're not funny.
From what I see is that she is just a problem for the student council to solve, you know? Not as a full-on character for this season.
Like, right, but once she...
Once that is done, and she's become right, what the chest, I can see that.
Like, that's the thing, though. Before, like, when she was a rival, then mm-hmm. yeah, she made sense. But mm-hmm. after that rivalry was over, she became a worthless character to keep around the show.
Yeah.
But they insisted on keeping her around.
Yeah, like, she shouldn't have joined the student council at all.
No. The student council, as their group was funny. You had Ishigami, who was the outcast that was always getting tortured, and I'm mm-hmm. a little mad that he was that he never once said his catchphrase from last season.
Yes. Yes. I agree. Why? This season is a totally different one. It is just
right. It was
far off from the first season, you know?
It was so sappy.
Yeah. The so much better with all those love war stuff, you know? But this time around, it is all about the other character, you know?
Yeah, it was more about the other characters than it was the vice president and the president. But mm-hmm. it just got so sappy with, like, explaining who they were and trying to, like, resolve, like, the characters' inner issues. And it's like, that's not what we signed up for.
I can dig Ishigami's backstory, though.
I don't know. It's for me, it was too serious and it went on too long.
Do you think so? I think it was all right.
So when I was watching the show, the segments always end up being like between 10 minutes and 5 or 6 minutes
yeah.
for each segment.
Mm-hmm.
Ishigami's storylines were almost entire episodes.
Yeah, it lasted like about 2 episodes or something like that.
Right. And then when they did the full-on explanation of his background, that was a whole episode.
Mm-hmm.
And they went into, like, it got dark. And it was like, well, he's an outcast. He started off as an outcast, but not like he is now. And then he was friends, like, he was okay with this girl, saw she was did wrong. And then he had to step in, and then it ruined his life. And the fact that they just dragged that out with the whole, you have to write the letter, the apology, and he refused to write it, he was locked in his room, and he wasn't talking to anybody. How far they dragged that part of the story, like, really brought a weight to it, which I understand. But it's like, in a show that's as lighthearted as this is, it just didn't make sense.
I mean, it's kind of like Inomiko's story as well, I guess. they are focusing on Ino for far too much, and they did the same thing with Ishigami, I guess.
Yeah, like I didn't mind the focus on Ishigami. It mm-hmm. was how deep they made it and how like it just made the show seem a lot more serious than it was.
Mm-hmm. I agree that this the whole show, the whole series is a lighthearted one, and it wasn't supposed to be a serious go in very dark with Ishigami like that.
Yeah.
But overall, I'm okay with that, even though it doesn't make sense for the whole story, I guess.
No, it just like I was having fun. It was lighthearted, and then they brought the Ishigami thing in, and
suddenly it got dark. You know, right?
Yeah, we got serious, and I'm like, I didn't want to get serious. I was having fun with the lighthearted show.
Yeah, that's why I said the first season and the second season is so far in between. You know?
Yeah, it was just a very different show.
Maybe they are just trying to test a water or something like that. I don't know.
Well, they failed the test in the water, so they just yeah. went full dive.
Not failing, but the series well, just no. declined.
I don't mean they failed in the season. I mean they failed at trying to test doing it. Right. Instead of testing it, we're like, okay, here's a little sprinkle of seriousness. Do you like it? They just said, no, here's a whole bunch of seriousness. And you just overwhelmed it. And it's like, okay, it's no longer a test. You just threw it at us. That's it. So you failed at giving a test.
So I guess the whole show should be like in the first arc, you know?
Yeah.
It barely makes any sense, but it works. We like that kind of quirkiness of the show.
And right, that's the it's lighthearted fun, it's not serious.
Yeah, they are lacking the love war stuff, and I hate it in this season. Let's talk about Ishigami for a while. So, do you think that what Ishigami did back then is right?
What, beating that dude's ass?
Yeah,
I would have did it too.
but he failed to explain that to that girl, you know?
Well, that's the thing that also made me mad. You're going to
do it like Ishigami?
Well, no, I would have just flat out said, listen. Like, as soon as they cornered me in the classroom, he said I was a stalker. And I was like, listen, fool, you may call me a stalker, but I'm not the one taking pictures of dirty girls that ain't my girlfriend while she's standing right there in the corner. And I just would have put him on blast in front of her. It's like, I don't care if you like me or not. You're not going to slander my name.
So I guess he was what Ishigami is right, but not proper, I guess?
Well, no. He was so caught up in his code of justice
mm-hmm.
that he was willing to take the bullet.
And even until then, until the not future, the recent days, that girl knows nothing about it, right?
Right. I just would have told her flat out. I was just like, your boyfriend was cheating on you, and you was too stupid to see it. And I just would have left it at that. You just gonna sit there and insult me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't care about your happiness anymore.
So, I guess they are trying to make Ishigami more lovable characters, I guess.
I don't see why he was already a lovable character. The fool was like, he was a comedy relief. Yeah, like, even beyond everything else. Like, he was the
No. The comedy relief one is Fujiwara Chika. All right.
I don't know. I think everybody's
and even in this season, she just had a very less screen time, you know, in this season.
It was taken up by Ino.
Oh man, yeah. Agreed.
And she was annoying. I found her annoying in the first season. She was still annoying in the second season. I did find it funny when she was trying to teach the president And every time he was horrible at stuff, and she would just lose her mind. It's like, you lied to me. You told me you could dance.
You're such a liar.
Yeah, that's stuff I like. That was good.
That is the goal over there, right? Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what the show. That's what the show was.
Yeah, that is what the show is all about. Oh,
y'all over here doing too much with extra stuff. Just stop it.
I mean, the comedy itself is over the top, all right? And I love it.
Oh, it's perfect.
Just like Shinomiya just pass out, right? And she's going to the doctor, and she's asking for the best one in the country, you know? To check her heart. It's just ridiculous. Oh my.
Yeah, that was good. I like that.
You know what, Miss? You are lovesick.
It's like
there's nothing wrong with your heart. We can do another scan if you want to.
Like, the scan is very expensive. Are you sure you want to do this? Do it.
Oh my.
And then
she's just taking that doctor's time, precious time, you know, just to be ridiculous. All right. That is so over the top. Oh my. I love that. So anything else about the show that you think that is bad or good?
I mean, There was a lot of the old flavor in the first six episodes, and I loved that. Yeah. But I just did not like the change. Like, it just changed in a weird way. Like, as soon as the president and they were all dissolved, it seemed like they jumped around this season. Like, because we were like, when they went up into the point where they were disbanding the student council, mm-hmm. like, it went from like something else to that, and it was just like, it was such a random jump, and I had to check it. I was like, did I skip to the wrong episode? Because
sometimes like they do that in a comedy show. Yeah, that's why I said that they are trying to they are probably testing the water in this season, I guess. They are doing so much different stuff and see what people's like, I guess, in this second season.
I don't know. It just hit a little too much like a season finale for me.
Fun fact, though, the live action one ended in the first season, and yeah, the live action one just concluded the whole show.
Oh, and then it concluded the show.
Yeah, the live action movie one. Do you remember the final scene in the first season where they are about to kiss and Fujiwara just barge in and be a disruptor herself? Do you remember that?
Oh yeah.
So in the live action one, they just kiss with no interruption at all.
They just went through with it.
There's no Fujiwara to be the disruptor this time around in the movie, you know. So what do you think supposed to be in the almost kissing scene? Do you like that scene at all? Do you think that is a development in their relationship?
Are you talking about in the storehouse?
Uh-huh.
I thought it was development, yeah. I would have liked it better if it wasn't so, like, again, that wasted scene with Eno.
With Eno, huh? Oh, my. It is all about Eno in this season, huh?
I hate that character. What can I say?
I mean, before we get into that, let's talk about our favorite scene throughout the season. What is your favorite scene throughout the season?
I don't know. Like, every time I watched one, I would say, oh, that's going to be my favorite for the season. And then something would replace it. And then I would forget about it, and then I got to the end of the season, and the whole balloon exploding thing was hilarious.
Oh, the last one. So
yeah,
what did this call again? The game. It is so long.
She called it. You pump it. You have to pump. You can pump. You have to.
You
pump
can
it once.
Pump it as much as you want, but you need to pump it at least once. Who pump it to its limits, loses game. Yeah, that is the name of the game.
It's like, what is wrong with this girl?
Oh man, like I said, the whole show should be like the first the arc and the last arc. The whole season should be like that, and I will be okay with that. All right. As for me though, my favorite scene is when Fujiwara tried to teach the president how to sing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The whole arc is so good. That's so good. Oh my. It's been a while that I had that much of a laugh, you know, or of an anime. I laugh so hard.
And that's the thing, when the show really wants to, it gives you great laughs with the first four characters.
Yes.
It's so good. It's just perfect.
Like I said, the comedy is over the top. And it still makes sense.
It's over the top, but it works.
It's not that ridiculous, but it's still over the top, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Oh my. So your favorite scene would be that the balloon thing?
The balloon one, there was something that happened in that episode that I kept laughing at the whole time. And then the first one that came to my head when I was watching the show and I was like, oh yeah, that's gonna be my favorite, was actually the singing scene where she's teaching her how to sing, and then he sings and she starts crying like a baby. And he's like, I can't teach him anything else.
That assembly though, oh my, that whole scene, she just cried. Cried it out.
You start crying in the middle of the assembly.
You make mama proud.
Yeah, it's like I can't believe you went there. But okay.
Oh my. That scene is so good. So good. And the other one though, honorable mention, I guess. When the whole school thought that the president is going to confess to Shinomiya.
Oh yeah.
It's just ridiculous. That is just ridiculous.
And then they had to like run away so that they didn't try to kill him afterwards because they knew he didn't confess. They were gonna lynch him. He's like, there's no way I'll win if this happens.
That is so ridiculous, you know? And it touches on our society right now. And with the viral stuff that's going like a wildfire, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Even though it is not what they think it is, but yeah, I guess they touches a bit on our society with that scene. Even though it's just a subtle touch, I guess. Oh, my. So, least favorite scene, do you have any?
Maybe
the whole Ishigami arc?
The Ishigami arc wasn't my least favorite scene. It was just too serious, I think, for the tempo of the show. But pretty much every scene where my least favorite scene is when Ino and her friend, is it Miko? Her friend with the glasses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when they're like in this, they're together and she's explaining why the president is like evil incarnate or whatever, or perverse incarnate or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like her friend's like, are you sure that's what you saw? And then she's like, maybe it's not. And she rethinks it and she just turns it all over on the vice president. It's like, no, she's evil incarnate. I was like, really? Really? You're that stupid?
But the whole scene about the president is wrong and they just reverse it and makes the vice president, Shinomiya, is the one, the villain. in the whole show.
Right. It's like,
that this is character just ridiculous.
Is stupid. She's just stupid. Can't stand
oh
her.
My. You hate that character so much. Okay, let's get right character. Into the character. Why you hate Inomiko so much?
I told you, she's pointless.
Mm-hmm.
She is a pointless character.
But she has her charm, you know?
No, she ain't got no charm.
All right.
She has no charm.
So, you say that Ino is the epitome of a useless character, I guess?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Not even the slightest.
Let's think about it like this.
You don't...
The only time she served a purpose was during the election. Because yes. I want you to think about it like this. Would anything have changed mm-hmm. if they replaced... So, other than that scene where she's discussing things with her friend, would mm-hmm. anything have changed if they replaced Ino with Fujiwara?
Mm-hmm. I mean, only Fujiwara can tame her in a way, I guess?
Yeah, she can tame her. But in the scenes where, like, Fujiwara walks in on the president, and him and the vice president are, like, in some weird position, if Fujiwara had been the one to walk in, would anything mm-hmm. have changed?
All right. So I guess
no.
that brings me to my least favorite scene is when the Ishigami backstory. I don't like that the girl just blame everything on Ishigami, you know?
Well, that's, I mean, without, that was kind of that's kind of like the
investigating
cliche.
What's going on. They just hate on him for beating down her boyfriend, I guess.
Right, but that's the like anime that. Cliche.
I know it's the cliche, but I still don't like it. And that makes her my least favorite character, that girl.
I mean, I'm not going to fault you for it.
Yeah, I know they are trying to make ignorance is a bliss, but still, I don't like that character. If what I want to see is that Shinomiya doing something with her. I guess I want Shinomiya doing something with her. You know that Shinomiya is capable of doing stuff, you know, in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I want that scene to be included in this season. But yeah, nah, we are not going to see that happening anytime soon. And who's your favorite character in this season?
I don't know. I don't think I really have one this season.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm going to give it to the president. President this season, because those training episodes were just great.
Which one, the singing one or the dancing one?
Both of them.
Yes.
he learns how to row. He's like, I finally understand what a net feels like.
Oh my. Like the president said, I only have a slight tone deaf. And for you, okay, let's hit the note. Let's hit the note now. And Fujiwara is like, you liar, that is not a slight tone deaf. You are very tone deaf.
He's like, that's the sound of a demon. And then he listens to himself and he breaks down.
And the sound effects, oh man, that makes it super, super good. That seems super good with that sound effect. Oh, yeah. Oh my. It is out of this world, the sound. Oh my. I love that scene so much. So I have to give it to Ishigami this time around. Ishigami is a good character. After you know what's going on with him, he is going through a lot, you know? And yeah. He's not showing it at all. Only the president and the vice president knows about Ishigami, I guess. that makes Ishigami is MVP for this season, I guess.
He definitely had the most growth, and that explains why he's even on the student council.
I mean, we seen the Ishigami talks so much in this season. If it's in the first season, he's barely got any screen time, I guess.
Yeah, he didn't have a ton of screen time, but it was great screen time. It's like, I'm just gonna go die now.
Yeah, they didn't use that catchphrase at all. Oh my! Oh,
such a shame too.
Yep, it's such a waste. Oh, that sucks. So let's wrap this thing up, man. So
all right,
There might be a season 3 for this. Would you up for that?
I don't know, man. I mean, if they got rid of
Eno, have you seen enough of this?
I think I have. Like, I want to see more of like the get back to what it used to be, but if they keep going on with the way it's going, it's just kind of get redundant and sad.
What I want to see in the next season, if there's any, that I want that to conclude the whole romance thing. I want to see the ending. I want to see the happy ending.
It'd be nice to see a happy, to actually see a ending.
They almost Oh my, just confess. Just confess.
Right. That, like, dude, you know, like, that. You basically mounted her, and then she mounted him. Just give it up.
Oh my. Just give it up already, you know? Shinomiya, just give it up already.
Yeah, just one of y'all just
give up. All right. Everyone knows already. The whole school knows already. All right. Just do it.
Yeah, just do it. Just let it happen.
Oh my. Overall, I love the show. The animation is still top notch. The voice acting is still good. And yeah. I would like to see They changed the season 3 into the old stuff, I guess. The over the top comedy, the quirkiness, all the romance stuff. I need to see more of that, I guess. And I guess the show almost end when the student council itself is going to end, but they still continue for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, it just seemed like that would have been like the logical end to the show.
Yeah, right? They should have ended right there.
Yeah, and they're like, but wait, there's more. And it's like, wait, why is there more? That's where this is supposed to end. Just let it end there.
And yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, at that point, the whole show just becomes a different show, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that is the end of our review of Kaguya-sama Love is War Season 2. If you like what you heard here, you can always follow us on the interweb. We are everywhere at Shitake Podcast. You can also email us at shitakepodcast@gmail.com. And on whatever platform you listen to this podcast on, please give us a like and give us a rating. That will be surely help us a lot. And so let's end it in the podcast like the usual. Take care. Anything you do out there, just be safe and please don't die, man.
I make no promises, but remember, even if I die, I took time for Opie.
Oh, man, please don't die, all right? I know your position is positive COVID right now, but please don't die, okay?
I will try my best, but we shall see.
Right. All right, man. Shitake, have a wonderful night. Have a wonderful week.
Shitake, brother. Take care.